everybody. It's fucking Friday. It's the last day of the week. It's the last day of the fucking week. Yeah. And something really big happened that I had time to put together for Friday. Before I do, obviously, thank you all for jumping on. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate each and every one of you. Like it, share it, subscribe to it, tell all your friends. Leave 5-star reviews on your Apples and your Spotify's. And I appreciate the new subscribes and the old ones the most, obviously, because you've been here forever. Thank you for all the support that you've given. And I have an announcement to make. It has finally happened, kids. It has finally happened. But I think I should let him tell you, because I think it makes more sense. Here we go.
But I figured my birthday would be as good a day as any to share with our colleagues a decision I made last year. During my time in the Senate, I've only really answered to two constituencies: the Republican Conference and the people of Kentucky. Over the years, the first group trusted me to coordinate campaigns, to count votes, to steer committees, to take the majority, and on 9 occasions to lead our conference. Serving as a Republican leader was a rare and, yes, rather specific childhood dream. And just about a year ago, I thanked my colleagues for their confidence, which allowed me to fulfill it. To the distinguished members of this body, I've had the privilege to lead, and I remain deeply, deeply grateful. Today, however, it's appropriate for me to speak about an even deeper allegiance and even longer standing gratitude. 7 times, my fellow Kentuckians have sent me to the Senate. Every day in between, I've been humbled by the trust they placed in me to do their business right here. Representing our Commonwealth has been the honor of a lifetime. I will not seek this honor an 8th time.
So there you have it, kids. The great Mitch McConnell is hanging up his suit, hanging up his dress shoes. On his 83rd birthday, he called it a career that has spanned, 1984, whatever that math is, 40-something years. And in that time, what has he done that's been amazing? Well, he did lead the Senate from 2015 to 2021, and then again from 21 to 25. He did play key roles in flipping the Supreme Court. He was instrumental in passing tax cuts and things like the Jobs Act and what have you. He did oversee both impeachment trials of Trump and Bill Clinton. And he is the longest serving member of the Senate since 85. In U.S. history, some of the legislation that that he has been a part of, some of them are going as far back as 2006. He either sponsored or supported, or even wrote some of these bills: the Protecting Our Infants Act of 2015. An act aimed to address the opioid crisis by improving care of infants born dependent on opioids. So, There's that bill, the United States international programming to Ukraine and neighboring regions, providing funding for U.S. international broadcasting to these areas. In 2007, the Protect America Act, this act allowed for the surveillance of foreign terrorists without a court order. The Military Commissions Act of 2006, this act established military commissions to try detainees for war crimes. The Palestinian Anti-Terrorism Act, this act aimed to cut off support for Palestinian organizations involved in terrorism. The White Oak Restoration Act is a recent bill to the Secretary of Agriculture, directed by the Secretary of Agriculture and the Secretary of Interior to carry out activities restoring white oak. Those are some of the positives of the McConnell. And of course, there are some physical issues, you know, where he froze on camera. Had several visible injuries throughout his career, like he fell down somewhere. He was in a wheelchair recently. And he is a guy that I feel won't be completely understood until he is well past his time on this planet, and he'll be read in history books and as a very accomplished, very difficult guy to deal with. Some of the things that he did that were very controversial was obstructionism. He was criticized by using the filibuster and other procedural tactics to block legislation, appointments, things like that, mainly during Obama's administration, which is kind of the same thing I said, talked about in the last episode with some of these nominees. It's kind of going on right now with the Democrats, but he was a master at putting shit in a paper shredder, to put it that way. He also blocked Merrick Garland's nomination, and some people see that as something that led to what we have now in the Supreme Court. If he had allowed Merrick Garland on the court, would we have a fairer Supreme Court, I guess you could say, between, you know, Democrat and liberal justices, maybe? If Merrick Garland takes that seat, then who would be a part of the DOJ during Biden's administration? Who knows? He had a very hard relationship with Donald Trump. He played a key role in an effort to repeal the ACA, and he also had ethical concerns. He faced scrutiny over potential conflicts of interest, particularly regarding his wife, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, and her family's business interests. But ethical concerns can be laid across every fucking member in Congress, Senate, House. It doesn't matter. There's so much bullshit going on, nepotism and such, that you can kind of toss that one in, you know, for the most part. But it did create a deal because his wife was the transportation secretary at the time. So how do you grade Mitch? I give him a C-. I mean, he was a decent senator, and he protected his beliefs and protected the party and from meltdown. He really did hold the party. He really did provide the glue for the Republican Party through the harsh times of the Obama administration, and even when he was the minority leader, and even when he was just coming up, you could tell that he was the glue. Who's gonna replace him? I don't know. But the Republicans have developed a pretty deep bench of candidates, and we'll see how it goes. But that, kids, is Mitch McConnell. This is from the New York Post, and I found this article, and I felt the need to go through this here because I find it interesting. This is the headline, Zeldin EPA discovers $2 billion stashed away by the Biden administration for a Stacey Abrams-linked climate group. So, what is that all about? Let's see.
You have found so far in the EPA that was left behind by the Biden administration.
Well, first, I would really say it's this entire scheme of what to do with the $20 billion, where the money is fronted to eight entities. By the way, Free Beacon just came out with a story about an hour ago where $2 billion went to Stacey Abrams' group, even though that group only received $100 in 2023. Yeah, in 2024, they got $2 billion. Well, anyway, these eight entities are all pass-through entities to subgrantees. Many of those subgrantees are also pass-through entities. And the way this whole thing was designed, both the financial agent agreement between Treasury and the bank, the account control agreement with EPA, the bank, and the primary recipients, these were all built to tie EPA's hands behind their back and to ensure less accountability and less oversight. It was a race against time prior to Inauguration Day to get out $20 billion that the Biden EPA said, as they were caught on camera, throwing gold bars off the Titanic.
So let me ask you, because obviously you're trying to clean up.
So interesting, that little clip was from Fox News, but the gist of it is, there was some money that was left over in the administration right before he left office. He allocated it to certain things. Joe Biden did. And one of the things that he did was he gave a left-wing group that was founded by Stacey Abrams. And it was an amount that was basically a red flag, because they had received far less money the year before. But this $2 billion is a massive jump. So it's kind of like, it is essentially stashing money, funneling money, however you want to say it, washing the money, laundering. I don't know. And it just seems very fishy that a climate group that was founded by Stacey Abrams receives a $2 billion cash infusion when the year before they didn't get anything close to that. It just doesn't make any sense. It's obviously someone trying to get rid of the last batch of cash in the barrel before the Trump administration takes over and freezes that money. Is it legal? I guess so. I mean, I'm not entirely sure the legality of it, but it just seems fishy as fuck, because, if that was a Republican administration, like if Trump was leaving office and he had $20 billion left to allocate in a fund, and he turned around and he gave $18 billion to a Republican organization, you guys don't think that the Democrats would be screaming bloody fucking murder about it? I mean, that's kind of what we have here. So the funds were set aside in an outside institution, Citibank, before Biden left office as part of a larger $20 billion pot of money the former president's EPA received through the Inflation Reduction Act to dole out to climate groups. So It is extremely concerning that an organization that reported just $100 in revenue in 2023 suddenly received $2 billion, said Lee Zeldin, the new EPA administrator, referring to Power Forward Communities' latest tax filings. That's 20 million times the organization's reported revenue from prior year. So, as I said, guys, this is fishy as fuck, but I can't say it's an illegal thing, but Stacey Abrams is rich, is a lot richer than we all thought she was, right? Of course, last week, everything I'm reading from here on out is the New York Post, by the way, I'm sorry. Last week, Lee Zeldin revealed that he had located $20 billion his EPA predecessors squirreled away in an apparent attempt to prevent the Trump administration from clawing back the money and to obscure the various groups that Powered Forward Communities and seven other entities decided to distribute the funds to. Zeldin, at the time, expressed concern about the $20 billion would be doled out far-left activist groups without any federal oversight, and perhaps even to groups with close ties to the Biden administration. Zeldin is quoted here saying, "I made a commitment to members of Congress and to the American people to be a good steward of the money, and I've wasted no time in keeping my word. When we learned about the Biden administration's scheme to quickly park $20 billion outside the agency, we suspected that some organizations were created out of thin air just to take advantage of this. As we continue to learn more about where some of this money went, it is even more apparent how far-reaching and widely accepted this waste and abuse has been." Abrams, the recipient of $2 billion into her climate group, she was a vocal advocate of the Biden administration's green energy push last July, as calls grew for Biden to drop out of the presidential race, she penned an op-ed in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution declaring the Democrats' path to victory lies in standing by Biden. Powered Forward Communities was awarded the grant the following month. With funds expected to start flowing into homes in as early as 2025, the grant will make possible the affordable decarbonization of homes and apartments throughout the country, with a particular focus on low-income and disadvantaged communities, the group said of the $2 billion grant in August. Zeldin, who has pledged to look into ways to recover the money from Citibank, described Stacey Abrams' Power Forward Communities as a pass-through entity for Biden's EPA $20 billion gold bar scheme in an ex post. Powered Forward Communities and Stacey Abrams has said absolutely nothing. So now, as this recovery effort for mysteriously lost money and abuse has happened, Elon Musk and Doge, they have an oversight deal there on them. They found a good chunk of change. It's not enough to, like, you know, take a, you know, swing at the deficit or anything, but it is an eye-opening thing to learn what your tax dollars have gone into, whether it be a bunch of Social Security claims, which has been the most recent story floating around, is that Elon Musk has found Social Security numbers of dead people being used to collect Social Security checks. He's found weird spending habits at the USAID. He has found Treasury Department discrepancies, large sums of money, but not, again, it's not enough to, like, really knock, you know, 15-20% off the budget, the deficit. It really isn't. And the EPA director and EPA administrator has noticed a $20 billion mountain of cash being offshored to Citibank and then dispersed back into environmental agencies through government grants. Basically, it's washing the money as it goes back into the pockets of several Democratic institutions. And one of them is being headed by Stacey Abrams, which is hilarious as fuck. Now, of course, we all can sit here and say that you know, we all can sit here and listen to Stacey Abrams talk about how it was not illegal, it was not this, it was not that. But what we can say by looking at this story is Stacey Abrams is just as much a fucking crook as everybody else in government in the Biden administration, every single one of them. It's very apparent. And if this story is even if this story has 80-90% truth to it, that she did help in the washing of this money, so it can't be, you know, returned, traced, or whatever. What a silly bitch. I mean, it's absolutely irritating. What are we going to do? You know, as American citizens, what do we do? I mean, this money is already gone. It's going to be very hard to get back. I mean, we just have to hope that this administration scrutinizes the dollars a little bit more. That's it. I mean, that's all we can hope for. Unless we want to have our own revolt and stop paying taxes, but that sounds like a stupid idea too. So I don't know, guys. I had something else that I wanted to get to, and it fucking escapes me right now. Shit. Well, guys, that is called a brain fart of all brain farts. There's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. It is a thing that we cannot solve. Oh, fuck. Shit. Oh, well, guys. That's it. That's Friday. Mitch is retired. Stacey Abrams is stealing money. And I will see you guys on Monday. Have a weekend.